This is the De Bello Gallico, Book 1, Chapter 1, Lines 1 through 11. So always when you're translating, make sure that you scan the lines first. Look for anything you can identify, like names and places. Do you see any vocabulary that you know? Then look over the vocabulary list that they give you and read the notes. For instance, they tell you that Gallia here has to do with the part of Gaul not yet under Roman rule, that there were two parts of Gaul already as Roman provinces. You had Cisalpine Gaul, which is on this side, basically, of the Alps, and you had Transalpine, which was across the Alps. But this is the part that's not yet under Roman rule. Okay, so after you read over the notes, read your vocabulary, then go ahead and start translating. Look for your punctuation. Look for words that you should use as kind of yield signs or stop signs, like et and atque and quays and things like that. That'll help you be able to break these sentences up into more manageable sentence chunks, because Caesar does tend to have rather long sentences. Okay, so I'm going to start with Gallia est omnis divisa in partes tres. Gaul is all, or Gaul is as a whole, divided into three parts. So it's into because it's in plus the accusative, but it also does sound really nice to be divided into three parts. Quorum unum incolunt Belgae. So one of which the Belgae inhabit. And you have to ask yourself, why is it unam? And I say aliam, and I say tertiam. Well, why there's feminine? Because of partes. Is breaking it down from the feminine plural partes to unam partem, and alium partem, and tertium partem. But a lot of times he does something called an ellipsis where he doesn't repeat those words. It's just implied because of that gender and because of what it's referring back to. So one of which the Belgae inhabit. Alium Aquitani, another, or the second of which the Aquitani inhabit. Tertium, and the third. Qui ipsorum linguae Celtae nostra Galli appellantur. All right, so notice that you've got just one verb, the appellantur. And then you go from ipsorum lingua to nostra. Well, why is it nostrae with a macron? Because it's nostra lingua. But again, he doesn't say that word again. You have to imply it and use those endings to help you realize that nostra is still talking about lingua. So, and the third, those who are called the Celts, ipsorum lingua, in their own language, nostra lingua, in our language, Galli appellantur, are called the Gauls. So again, that first sentence, saying it all together, you've got Gaul is as a whole divided into three parts, one of which the Belgae inhabit, another, the Aquitanes, and a third, those who are called the Celts in their own language and are called the Gauls in our language. He omnes, these all, referring to the Belgae, the Aquitani, the Celtae, all these, are these all, inter se differunt, differ among themselves. And how, in what respect, lingua, in language, institutis, in customs, legibus, and in laws. So notice also that he doesn't have that and there, but feel free to put the and in. So you could say these all differ amongst themselves in language, in customs, and laws. All right, now he's going to do it again in this next part. He only has the verb divitit one time. And it's going with each of these rivers, Gorumna flumen, Matrona flumen, Sequana flumen. He only has gallos one time, but it is the direct object of divitit, no matter which river it's going with. Then the gallos are being divided ab aquitanis and ab belgis. Okay, so I'm going to start with Garumna Flumen, which is the Garonne River, or you could say the Garumna River. So the Garumna River divides gallos ab aquitanis, the Gauls from the Aquitanes. And the Matrona and Sequana rivers divide the Gauls, divide them ab belgis from the Belgae. So in class, we looked at the map and we saw the Garumna River is right there between Aquitania and Gallia Celtica. So it is the dividing line between the Gauls and the Aquitanes. And then if you look north, right underneath the Belgae territory, there are two different rivers, but they kind of flow together and become almost one dividing line. And so those rivers divide the Gauls in the middle from the Belgae to the north. So I could say the Garonne River divides the Gauls from the Aquitaine, and the Marne and the Seine rivers divide them from the Belgae. Now here is the longest sentence, but again, I'm going to take it a little piece at a time. Horum omnium, of all these, so of these three groups, of all these, fortissimi sunt Belgae. The bravest are the Belgae. Okay, the bravest, the strongest. Propteria quod. Now, Caesar tends to use this, but it's just a strong way of saying because. So you do not have to translate propteria separate from quod. Just all of it together is because. Because longissime absunt. They are the farthest away. They are very far away. A cultu, from the civilization, atque humanitate, and the humanity, provinciae, of the province, meaning of the Roman province. All right, so how are these different? The cultu and the humanitate. All right, so cultus is really the outward characteristics of civilization, like the lifestyle, the dress, the religious worship, things that you can see. The humanitate is really the inner characteristics, like the refinement, the culture, the education, the refined thought. Okay, but they are farthest away from that. Minimeque saepe comiant. All right, so this minime, he only uses it once, and it's really describing that they least often comiant and they least often important. So they least often do the mercatores comiant. So least often do merchants visit ad eos with them. They least often visit them. Atque, least often do they important, least often do they bring in or import, ea. Now that's a neuter plural, so we can just say the things. Quae pertinet, which pertain to, which tend to. Ad effeminandos animos, which tend to effeminate their souls. All right, so what do we mean by effeminate? Soften, weaken. Least often do they bring in things which tend to soften their souls. So they don't have very many luxury items, which is what they're saying. This could be, you know, just saying, hey, they don't have a lot of luxury. They live hard, and so they are rough. It could also be a double-sided message where he's poking a little bit of fun at the senators. You guys that are back in Rome with all those luxury items, yeah, you're weaker than me. You're weaker than my soldiers. So it could be a poke at the senators as well. So of all of these, the bravest are the Belgae because they are the farthest from the civilization and humanity of the province. And least often do merchants visit them. And least often do they import the things which tend to soften the souls. Proximique sunt Germanis, and they're closest to the Germans. Qui trans Rhenum incolunt, which dwell across the Rhine River. Quibus cum, with whom? Continenter bellum gerunt, with whom they constantly, continually, wage war. So they're saying that, you know, they're strong because they don't have luxury items. They're strong because they're continually fighting. And that Rhine River is just, you know, not very wide, not very deep. And so those Germans tend to come over quite a bit. All right, so that is lines 1 to 11. And if you'll just look over that, read the notes, read the vocabulary, try to translate that, follow along with the recording. After we get back to class, we will retranslate these again.